He wants to release a spirit of intercession, revival intercessors, beginning to storm the gates of heaven and hell and say, not on my watch and not in this generation. I'm going to storm the gates of hell and I will give myself until God breaks in, because God is not a liar. Many of you have heard us talk about Daniel Nash, the famous intercessor for Charles Finney. This man, for about a 7-year period, from 1824 to 1831, this man, he had been a pastor, seen revival, done great things, but he got linked up with Charles Finney. And him and another man by the name of Abel Clary, they would forerun Charles Finney's revival campaigns. And they would come into a city 2 to 3 to 4 weeks before he would come. They would rent out a basement for around 25 cents a week. And they understood a glorious principle, that you gotta win the battle in the heavenlies so that the word of God would come forth in power. And these men would spend 2 to 3 to 4 weeks agonizing in intercession for the breakthrough of God, declaring the promises of God, declaring, and they would target, they literally had a prayer list of the worst people in the city, and they would target them. They would target the worst in the city, saying, God, apprehend them, release the hounds of heaven, and begin to torment them in their dreams, begin to break their resistance, and release the word of God in power. And they did this, and they saw incredible fruit, incredible power. I shared last year about how the Lord gripped us, and we named our son after him, who's now with the Lord. He's in heaven right now with Jesus. And it's been a cry in my heart that God would raise up a Nash generation. I had a good friend of mine gave me a dream in May. This dream has rocked my life. He says in the dream, the church was under siege by the devil. The enemy had circled the church, and we had all gathered into the church. All the citywide churches had gathered into a certain building, and we were sensing the rage. It was literally Psalm 2 happening. Nobody knew what to do. Everybody was looking for strategies and opinions and new ideas to get us out of this mess, because no one had cultivated a history in prayer. We didn't know what to do as the rage increased. And in the dream, me and Alan Hood walked in, and I got really excited in the dream. And I said, these are the days we've been waiting on. These are the days we've been living for, which I believe is what Psalm 2 is all about. Beloved, this is the church's greatest hour. And then the spirit of prophecy came out of my friend, and he began to prophesy over me. And he began to say, for every one voice of awakening, God's raising up 7 voices of intercession. And then he spoke it again. For every one voice of awakening, God's raising up 7 voices of intercession. And then the spirit of prophecy came out of my friend to me in the dream. And he says, I've released the Lou Engle, the Nazarites. And now I'm about to release the Nasherites. I'm about to release an army of intercessors that nobody knows their names. Nobody knows their faces. They don't have big platform ministries, but they have caught the ear of heaven. And when they open their mouth, all of heaven shakes. I want to tell you, God's raising up and releasing the Nasherites. That's not a biblical term. It's a biblical reality. It's a reality of a generation that says, I can't get any more powerful than I am right here in the presence of God. I'm looking for Nasherites today. I'm looking for an army of intercessors.